Blog Talk Radio. Monday, October 4th, 2021. You probably know why I'm chuckling, because I know it's not Monday. I know it's Tuesday, October 5th, 2021. But anyway, I'll explain later, because this is Master Your Mindset Monday, and it didn't happen yesterday. It's happening today. It's all good. Anyway, I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Oh, happy day. I hope that it is in your world. Thank you for tuning in from wherever you are and whenever you are and joining me for this edition of Master Your Mindset Monday. I hope it's a great day in your neighborhood, and I pray that some joy comes your way today and every day in abundance. I really do mean that, people. You know, so many things can steal our joy, and some of those things, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. It only takes a split second for it to happen. Somebody says something unkind to you. Somebody does an unkind thing. Something doesn't go as planned. Yeah, I know you know what I'm talking about. You maybe got some bad news. That's not hard to happen, is it? Or maybe you tried to put your best foot forward today and already somebody stepped on it and stepped on it hard. Well, as I said, I know the list is long with the names and descriptions of thieves and stuff and things who come. And before you know it, they've taken your joy. They hijacked it. Just like that. Well, you know what? We're going to talk about that today. Who stole my joy? And more importantly, how do I get it back? Well, I've got some categories, a few of them that I think most of us, if not all of us, can relate to. So let's see if we can bury those joy bandits, put them away for good using some masterful mindset techniques. What do you say? I think we can. And, you know, I'm going to start out talking about yesterday. You know, it was the whole Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp situation. That whole thing got shut down for a while. And I guess for many, many people, that was a tremendous, tremendous upset in more ways than one. I imagine it impacted businesses and connections and things that were so vital and important in all of that. Well, you know, one of the things I want to mention about stealing your joy, because I know that probably worked on the joy level for a lot of people. One of the things I want to talk about is making the adjustments when stuff happens, you know, that's out of your control, and you can find yourself in a place where you just, you know, you don't feel too good about it anymore. Your joy has been hijacked. Well, when I realized what was happening, I pretty much just shut down my laptop and decided that there was very little that I could do about that. Already know that losing your joy is a costly thing. And so we really have to pick our battles, as they say, about how we're going to let those things take away the well-being and the joy and happiness of our day. And I don't want to make light of anybody who may have, you know, lost some livelihood or, you know, things that contributed to your bank account and family issues and all of those kinds of things. I realize that. So I'm very much talking about you know, the type of aggravations and that happen, you know, regularly. Now, what happened yesterday wasn't all that normal, but it happened. And how you handle it is everything, everything. You know, how we let our joy get taken from us is often in our hands. And when things like that happen, we have to make a decision about how we're going to handle it. So we, number one, have to make the adjustments that make sense when things happen. Now, I was fortunate I could just get off my laptop and kind of roll with it until I could do something different. But something else happened yesterday that I'm only going to refer to as an occurrence, because it was a major impact for my day. And I want to talk about that because it rerouted everything that I had planned for yesterday. The show, things that I had to get done. I received some information that had to be addressed immediately. And so it meant, again, that I had to make some adjustments with that. Now, I'm talking about making adjustments because that's what had to happen. Well, this particular occurrence caused several other unfortunate and negative, I'm going to call it, occurrences to take place. And every part of it was beyond my ability to alter or change. The only thing I could do with any of what was happening was make adjustments myself and how I thought about what was really supposed to be happening and how I was going to step up and roll with it. Was I going to allow this to take my joy? Let's keep in mind, I'm talking about joy. And when I'm talking about joy, I really mean our peace, our well-being, our sense of sanity. So that's what I'm talking about. Well, it could have, people. It very well could have. It was just that kind of situation. I was just not ready. I just was not prepared. Prepared in the sense that things are going smoothly, and then all of a sudden you go, what in the world is going on here? But anyway, I had to make several adjustments in what was going to happen. As I said, the show, I put that off until today. I had to, as a result, find myself in several places yesterday that I had not planned to be in a couple of meetings. And it was just different, and different in the sense that none of that was on my agenda. Well, I know there are probably a million other types of things that happen. You use what I'm saying to apply to whatever may apply to you. But here's the thing. We will have to make adjustments when things come to snatch our well-being, our sanity, our joy, all of that. We have to make adjustments. Yesterday, trust me, I don't know when I've had a day like that. I just don't recall where so many things seem to be turned upside down and unexpected. But you know what? Once I got it all worked out, according to the plan that I had to go with, you know, with the process I had to go with, I was fine. I was fine pretty much the whole time. Did I like it? No. But did I let it steal my sanity, my peace, my well-being, and my joy? No. Because I realized that I had to use some common sense strategies, approaches, and responses to what was going on. So that occurrence, it turned out okay, even better than okay, I would say, at the end of the day. It took all day. But the point here is realize that life on a daily basis will require adjustments. You can either adjust or you can let go of some of that peace and sanity and well-being and joy. And I don't want to see you do that. I want to see you keep it. So that's the number one thing, realizing that we have to make adjustments, whether we like it or not. And the thing, you can develop an art for adjusting to things. When things happen, typically we're going to respond one way or another. And if we make the choice to handle things more positively or with an approach, again, that's going to provide a positive result, that's always the best thing to do. Another thing is our attitudes. Somebody or something maybe stole your joy. Well, you know, you have to make a decision again to keep your cool, keep your composure. Attitude is everything. I know you've heard that, and it's more than just about how you get to places of success and reaching goals. In our everyday, we have opportunities to interact and use it to our best advantage. And I'll tell you, this stuff I talk about, I live it out. I live it out loud. I want to tell you something that happened a couple of weeks ago. I had a huge nest of wasps trying to live on my patio up in a corner, and they were just multiplying like crazy. And so I decided to go to Home Depot and look for something to eliminate their thing that they were trying to do. Well, when I was in my car going there, when I was making a left turn into the drive, the parking lot at Home Depot, a pickup truck came behind me, and apparently the driver did not feel that I was using my best judgment for turning in, because I was waiting so long for traffic to clear to my left before I made a turn. I didn't want to jump out in front of the traffic and all that. I typically don't do that. If their car is coming with any, you know, close distance, I'm going to wait until they pass by. Well, this upset the driver of the truck a lot, and he starts honking his horn, and he finally just decided he would jump out to my left, which put him in the lane of oncoming traffic. But he made sure he gave me the finger and some angry look, and he managed to make that left turn into the drive of the Home Depot without getting hit by the oncoming traffic. Well, that's all well and good to me if you want to take risks like that. I don't do that. So when the traffic was clear enough, just, you know, a few seconds later, I turned into the lot as well. Well, I found myself a parking space, and I went in, and I went to the back of the store, and I'm looking for some wasp spray. And I needed some help from one of the representatives in the store. So I'm talking with that representative, and all of a sudden, this big burly guy comes not charging at me, but moving in on me. I'm standing in front of these shelves, and he literally causes me to be pushed up against the product. And he's the guy that was in the truck that got upset with me because I wasn't, you know, moving in the traffic the way he wanted me to. And he's looking at me, not saying a word, just looking down at me. He's probably 4 or 5 inches taller than me. Big guy, just, you know, not just, I mean, tall. He was big, but he's got me not pressing, but, you know, I'm up against it, and the guy to my left, who's a representative at Home Depot, was looking. And so I didn't say a thing, because it's just not my nature to, especially in a circumstance like that, I'm not going to say anything. But in my mind, I'm thinking two things. I have a taser that I carry. And the second thing is I'm thinking, okay, if you make a move, you are about to be sprayed hard with some wasp spray. It's going down like that. Now, that was only my protective response. I could have responded differently when this guy is just up on you like that. I could have pushed him. I could have said something. I could have done a number of things that would have probably landed me into some type of unfortunate altercation and something that may have put me in a situation where I could have been physically hurt. I'm not going to risk that. I don't care about this stuff like that. I just don't. And even though this guy's looking like he's upset, when he saw that I did not buy in to all that, I didn't get intimidated, I didn't look scared, because I wasn't, I mean, there were too many people around for me to feel any fear, and I just didn't feel it anyway. I was just, you know, kind of shocked. But he backed off. He backed off when he saw that I handled that with calm, with coolness, and with composure. And when he backed off, you know, I couldn't resist looking like, yeah, I thought so. You don't want to do that in here. But my point is that could have turned out to be quite an incident. It really could have. I'm telling every part of the story is with 100% truth how it happened. But there are so many things that that was extreme to me, but there's so many things that happen that challenge our attitude, where people will challenge our attitude. And we have to be careful again. If we're going to keep ourselves where we need to be with our joy, I wasn't giving up my joy in the Home Depot. I mean, I wasn't giving up anything. I am a person, and if you've listened to this show in previous times, you know that I protect my well-being to an extreme, to a fault maybe in some ways of thinking. But I'm the only person that can do that. You know, nobody else is responsible for me taking care of me as well as I can take care of me. And so I do that. I take care of my head. I take care of my attitude toward people. In that situation, you know, don't start nothing, won't be nothing. And even though he was starting something, there still was nothing. So pay attention to your attitude. And when things happen that come along to really, again, hijack your joy, just decide that you're going to keep your cool and that you're going to stay composed. Another thing is the emotional adjustments that we have to make. And, of course, most of you probably heard about emotional intelligence on some level. I'm sure you probably have heard that, and it refers a lot to how we're going to respond to things again. Well, you know, our days can be filled again with just all kinds of agitations to our left and to our right and everywhere we go and people we see. And we, again, have to set our agitation meters in a way that when we see those things happening or coming, that we have the emotional intelligence to stop ourselves from receiving and embracing the agitation and those aggravations. We have to make that decision. And I know, you know, in this conversation or this, well, I'm having a conversation with you. I think I hear you talking back to me sometimes. But, you know, I know that we think sometimes there are things that should be putting joy into us. And the people and other things that should be responsible for our joy. And to some degree, that has some truth. But on the other hand, we are going to, as I said earlier, we are the only ones that can take care of ourselves the best. We are the ones who can do that. And so this show, when we talk about mastering your mindset, when I talk about mastering your mindset, that's exactly what I'm saying. We take charge. We take responsibility. We make it our challenge to handle ourselves in a way that brings out our best and brings the best into our lives as well. I think oftentimes we really do think it's so up to other things and people to create our joy and happiness. And people and situations do contribute greatly in some ways to how our heart feels about things and the happiness that we can feel. But that's just not true of a lot of stuff, and particularly the stuff that I'm talking to you about today. And the things I'm talking to you about today are specifically the things that will come and challenge, again, that sense of well-being, joy, happiness, and sanity. And we have to be the ones that step up and do something about that. You know, how are you going to react to things when they get agitating, when you get bad service or disruptions during your day, or, you know, you're waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting somewhere for something, or online or on the phone, and, you know, a lot of us just don't like waiting, or you're out somewhere waiting, or some of the expectations of your day failed or fell through, you know, and it had to be put off to another time. You know, what do you, are you going to yell and scream about it? No. No, your emotional intelligence is going to tell you that's not going to help anything. Well, you know, maybe you do want to yell and scream for a few seconds, but after you let that go, I'm talking about yelling and screaming at people about it. Refrain from that. But if you just have to go in your closet or in your bathroom and scream, that might be helpful for a few seconds, at least to get some tension released. But no, that's not always the answer. I remember just a few months ago, my family and I, we went to Miami, and we had a late flight. So when we got to Miami, we decided it was late, and we all were hungry, and so we wanted to find something to eat when we left the airport. And so we found one of those breakfast restaurants to go in, and it was crowded, and there was going to be a wait, and there were a lot of people. It was just that time of the morning where a lot of people were coming through after they had been out and all of that kind of stuff, and so the wait was really long for us. But there were a couple of people who really got very upset about that and really just clowned in the restaurant. I mean, just vulgar language and just so upset, but that accomplished absolutely nothing for them. Now, what could they have done? They could have left. One group did. They left. But the other one had decided that they just needed to let everybody in the company, wherever they were, know how they felt about what seemed to be bad service. It was just busy. It wasn't bad service. It was just busy. Well, we decided we would wait. And as I said, we waited over an hour probably. But, you know, we were all so glad to be together. We just kind of talked and laughed and had fun with each other as we waited. We had spent the day, you know, getting ready and leaving and all that. You know what a hassle that can be. So we waited. Well, here's the interesting thing. Once we got seated, we had the absolute best service you could imagine. We had a server who went out of her way to make sure that we had a very enjoyable mid-morning breakfast. And she was pleasant, and I'm sure she must work third shift all the time. But anyway, it just really turned out to be a really wonderful mealtime. Now, why did I say all that? Well, because we had choices. We could have gotten upset. We could have ranted and raved, but that wasn't our decision. And so it worked out for us that it turned out to be a very pleasant time. I really do believe that one thing fed into the other. I think because of the way we handled it, it turned out to be a very, very nice morning for us. Is it the power of positive thinking? Maybe. All I know is it didn't steal our joy. We really had a great time. So keep that in mind when things are happening and you may have to make an emotional adjustment that maybe, just maybe, I don't know, just maybe, I believe it, that if you handle yourself in a certain way, it can create things happening in a different type of way. Of course, if we retaliate, which is something we don't want to do in situations, you know that stirs up fights and disagreements and craziness. So if that's not what you want to happen, you know, all of us see on the internet all kinds of just nonsense that happened because emotions got ignited for no real good reason, literally no real good reason. And so that's all the more reason why we need to engage in emotional intelligence. I can promise you people that if you handle yourselves a certain way, it it impacts the people who see you, hear you, all of that. It could change. It can actually change the atmosphere. You can bring everybody some joy just because you're there handling things with a certain type of emotional intelligence and joy. I just double dare you to try it. Would you rather just reach out and smack somebody in some of those circumstances? I know you would, but again, you know what? If you don't perpetuate craziness and negativity, it often dissolves. It often goes away, and you can keep your joy. It just happens to work out that way. And I'm not talking to you again from a standpoint that I'm, you know, some psychological guru. That's not it. I'm talking to you about stuff I know, that I practice, that I teach, that I've done training with other people on, up close and personal, on how these things work. And I just can tell you that they do. They just do. So what we're looking at here is adjustments, common sense, as I mentioned first, common sense adjustments to things when they happen that may want to throw off your day and hijack your joy. I talked about your attitude and how, you know, that can get challenged. And maybe some of this is a crossover, sounds similar, and in a lot of ways it is, but I think you understand where I'm going. Keep your cool. Keep your composure. Things can turn out much better than you think when you do. And again, that emotional aspect, you know, human beings, you know, we are so emotional about stuff anyway. And that is one area where we have to try to teach and train ourselves to operate with the greatest of caution, because we can err in so many ways when we don't manage that part of ourselves and our lives. So here we are. We're back to the initial question. Who stole my joy and how do I get it back? Well, I hope that these things have been helpful, but I want to leave you with some affirmations about it that may serve you as you maybe try to apply some of the things that I have said today. Because I, you know, when I think about being happy and having our joy, those are things that we can possess without, again, anybody having to make that happen. We can do that. We can be that. We can live that out loud on our own. So I want to tell you the first affirmation, and it is, I'm putting my joy on lock. I will make common sense responses and adjustments to the things that occur in my day, and I will not allow these things my joy. Second affirmation, I hold the key to my joy, and I will not allow anything or anybody to take that key and rob me of my joy. I will be alert to my attitude towards others and situations that try to snatch my keys. I will remain composed and cool. The third affirmation is, my joy will be kept in a treasure box called emotional intelligence. When I respond to agitation and aggravations, I will share my treasure. I will not allow myself to respond from a place of anger or angst or attack. Instead of allowing my joy to be stolen, I will keep it sealed, locked tight, securely, and safely in my treasure box. I'm going to read those one more time, and if you so dare to, you can just listen to the show again until you get them down. I'm putting my joy on lock. I will make common sense responses and adjustments to the things that occur in my day, and I will not allow these things to steal my joy. I hold the key to my joy, and I will not allow anything or anybody to take that key and rob me of my joy. I will be alert to my attitude towards others and situations who try to snatch my keys. I will remain composed and cool. Third, my joy will be kept in a treasure box called emotional intelligence. When I respond to agitation and aggravations, I will share my treasure. I will not allow myself to respond from a place of anger or angst or attack. Instead of allowing my joy to be stolen, I will keep it sealed, locked tightly and securely and safely in my treasure box. Now, I want you to take a really big, deep breath and let it out slowly and say amen. Okay, looks like I may have a caller on the line. I'm going to take that before I wrap, but I hope you've enjoyed this so far. Good afternoon. This is Foxology. How are you today?
Yeah, okay. I just caught the last end of it, so.
Oh, are you my friend that called last time?
Mm-hmm. Yes, right.
Oh, well, great. I'm glad you were listening. Well, I'll tell you what you can do. You can make sure that you listen to the show. If you're on the show page, once I end the show, you can. Well, all you have to do is go to the first. Yeah, yes, indeed. I think there's a lot to be gained from today. I appreciate you being a friend and a follower. I really do. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Did you have anything you wanted to say about what you did here?
No, just listening and getting a little inspired.
Okay.
It's time. Yeah.
I'm sorry, say that again.
No, enjoy the evening. Enjoy the evening.
Okay. Well, thank you. I hope you do as well, sir. Again, I appreciate you. You stay with me in those shows when you see them available. And next time, maybe we'll talk a little bit more. I'm at the point to wrap right now, but next time we'll talk a little bit more, okay?
Okay, great.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling. And thank you all for joining me today. I do appreciate you as well. I really do hope you were blessed by something that I shared today. You know I do this stuff because I do care so much about people and our lives, especially when we are living in times like we are, when there are so many things that can impact us and unsettle us and try to take our peace and joy from us. I do really hope and pray that something was said today that maybe can help you. I do want to mention something, though, before I wrap, because there are other major situations with people in their lives where grief and loneliness and heartache and emotional hurt have taken all your joy from you. And I want to say that I do empathize with those circumstances, and I know deeply, all too well, what pain like that feels like. And what I want to say to you, things I've said today are for the things that I talked about earlier, but for things like what you may be experiencing in the areas of grief and loneliness, heartache, and emotional hurt, that requires something more than just your mindset. There are things in your mind, of course, that can help you to get you going in the right way, but those kinds of things take help from other people. They take help from psychiatrists, psychologists, medication, a lot of consoling from people who love you, being in groups. I suggest all of that if you can get yourself at this point to motivate yourself to do that. What I do say about it is please don't hesitate to reach out and get help that you need, because those situations that create crisis in our lives and do take every sense of happiness and joy for us require a whole bunch of support. So I hope and pray that you will do that. Again, I want to thank you all for being with me. I want to remind you that I do have books on Amazon. Yes, I do. What is Faith is still there. It is, and there are inspiring and encouraging words there that will help you and give you hope. And then my newest book, Stay in the Ring. Well, I tell you, I keep saying it's fierce, but I think so. I guess I would think so because I wrote it. But I think it also increases your faith, your fortitude, and moving forward in life when you have been challenged in all the ways that we can be. So I hope you'll take a look. All you have to do is go to Amazon.com and put Silver Ray Fox Books in the search bar, and there I will show up loud and proud. So I hope you'll grab copies of those books. In the meantime, keep an eye open for the next show, and I hope that you also will be a really, really, really good virtual friend and share the links about the shows and the information in my books too as well. I'm going to look forward to talking to you the very next time that we do. Next week sometime. I hope your day is amazing. You be good, you be blessed, and be awesome.